Now, sir, what is this business that cannot wait?
I think you know it, sir. You have insulted my wife.
Insulted her? That would deny my nature, my conduct, and the admiration in which I hold Mrs. Chater.
I have heard of your admiration, sir. You insulted my wife in the gazebo yesterday evening.
You are mistaken. I made love to your wife in the gazebo. She asked me to meet her there. I have her note somewhere. I dare say I could find it for you. And if someone is putting it about that I did not turn up, by God, sir, it is a slander.
You damned lecher! You would drag down a lady's reputation to make a refuge for your cowardice? It will not do! I am calling you out!
Chater! 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 My dear friend...
You dare to call me that! I demand satisfaction!
Mrs. Chater demanded satisfaction, and now you are demanding satisfaction. I cannot spend my time day and night satisfying the demands of the Chater family. As for your wife's reputation, it stands where it ever stood.
You blackguard!
I assure you, Mrs. Chater is charming and spirited, with a pleasing voice and a dainty step. She is the epitome of all the qualities society applauds in her sex. And yet, her chief renown is for a readiness that keeps her in a state of tropical humidity, as would grow orchids in her drawers in January.
Damn you, Hodge! I will not listen to this. Will you fight or not?
Not.